Governor Jay Inslee's Expert Commission on Landslides is urging innovative land use regulations to improve public safety. The governor in Snohomish County established the commission after this year's deadly Oso landslide. At a meeting last night in Everett, the commissioners couldn't come to full agreement on their 22 recommendations. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
There was little disagreement that government and the public are largely operating in the dark when it comes to landslides. Only about 13% of Washington has been mapped for landslide hazards. The commissioners are calling for a big push to map the rest of the state so builders and buyers can know where it's safe to put houses. At what was supposed to be their last meeting, commissioners also agreed that government needs to do a better job of incorporating skilled volunteers when disaster strikes. Loggers and construction workers from the Darrington area played a big role in digging out survivors and 43 bodies from the massive Oso slide. Kathy Lombardo is head of the commission.
They're very knowledgeable about working in sort of chaotic environments. So they were very, very helpful for the first responders and all the other responders.
Commissioners had a harder time agreeing on how the state should revamp land use laws to try to keep people from living too close to landslide zones. Pat Stevenson with the Stillaguamish tribe attended the meeting and praised the commission's quick work. But he said any proposals for new land use regulations will be a tough sell in the Stillaguamish Valley, where the Oso landslide struck.
There's sort of a anti-government mentality in parts of the valley that I think they just have to make sure they have their science behind them and do a good public outreach effort to make sure they're selling that to the community and it's valid.
The commission had hoped to finalize its recommendations at this meeting, but consensus was elusive, so it will meet again next Tuesday. Recommendations to Governor Inslee are due by December 15th. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.